Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, everyone. Welcome to Blogger News on the Radio. My name is Simon Barrett, and I will be your host for this program. This is another in our ongoing series, The Week in Reviews, a chance to sit down one-on-one with someone from the literary world. My guest today is not just an author, but a man on a mission. Robert Aniello has just released his first book. It's a graphic novel, Band of Innocents. Robert, thank you so much for taking time out to talk with us this afternoon.
My pleasure, Simon, my pleasure.
Maybe we could start with a little background information. Who is Robert Aniello?
Well, Robert Aniello is, I was born in Brooklyn. I had the great honor of touring for 20, 25 years as a musician, playing with bands like the Spencer Davis Group, playing in other countries, touring around the world, playing in front of 100,000 people. I have also done stand-up comedy. I am a father with two children, one 24, one 19. And I've decided to become an author, to write a book. Now, I would like to say this, Simon. This morning I was watching the news, and my wife and I were watching that terrible story about the girl who was bullied and killed herself, Phoebe Prince. I feel that today our children are not in a safe society, and this has really a lot to do with us. It's not the parents of these kids who bullied. It's not the kids who bullied. It is our society. And I am on a mission, like you said. I'm on a mission, and it's called Band of Innocents. The book is a product of this movement that I am instituting.
I'm sorry, carry on.
No, go ahead.
No, I was going to say, without giving us any spoilers, because I absolutely would not want to spoil the book for our listeners. Can you tell us a little bit about the plot?
The Band of Innocents, I'll tell you what the story is about. Basically, when the world was created, Mother Nature and the gods of the earth decided to put this beautiful planet together. They designed the plants, they created the animals, and then they created man. And for a very long time, the world was bright, harmonious. Happiness flourished in this world. Everything got along in harmony. After a while, a darkness fell, not just a little bit, a little shadow. I guess we would call that nowadays greed, selfishness. Man started losing that harmony with nature, started not being able to get the healing effects of the plants. The elements, rain, snow, were not aligned to him, did not have that allegiance. The gods were losing their powers. What they did was they made a sword of truth, an armor of innocence, and an amulet, which they could hide that sword, that armor, and their powers in, looking for the most innocent creatures in this world to give those powers to protect this world, not unlike what's going on nowadays. And, oh, my God, what did they find? They found that the most innocent creatures in this world were our children. They picked the seven most innocent children to carry on this great band, a band of innocence, basically, to help the earth, to protect the earth, to challenge our society in becoming better people. What this book is, it's an introduction to the background of the Band of Innocence with the gods, how the gods brought these elements, the sword, the armor, to these children of present day. But by no means is this the only Band of Innocence, because when children become 14, 15, 16, they lose that little bit of innocence. Those children in the Band of Innocence can no longer walk with these children, with these superpowers. So a whole new band of innocents. So let me give you an idea. When Abe Lincoln was growing up as a child, he was in the band of innocents. When Alexander the Great was growing up as a child, he was in the band of innocents. Every generation had a band of innocents. My book covers our present day band of innocents. And what they do is they turn around the mindset of an industrialist that has walked a different path, the wrong path, let's say. And they teach him how to think differently, how to experience things differently. Not using violence and not really judging this person by what he's done in his past, because the past is over. What these children do is they live with their innocence in the present. That's basically it in a nutshell. And that's basically what the movement is all about. I want children around the world to belong to a group, to belong to a group that helps the weak. Because you know something, and tells the truth. When I do talks in schools, Simon, I go in and the first thing I say to kids are, who's a liar? Most kids raise their hands. The kids who don't raise their hands, I walk over to them and say, you're a liar. And me, Robert Agnello, I'm raising my hand. Lying is very easy. And it's funny because you do need the strength of a superhero to tell the truth. You need the strength of a superhero to not be greedy. You need the strength of a superhero to turn and help the weak. So what we're trying to do is we are, and there's people I've talked to and are almost as passionate as I am about this, but can't compare to my passion for this. I am promoting honesty. I'm promoting giving, caring, not judging. There's a whole list of things that this world could use right now, and I think we need to start with our 8-year-olds, our 9-year-olds, our 10-year-olds.
What I particularly enjoyed is the fact that your heroes are indeed superheroes with superpowers, but their enemies, if you will, are a very real people. That they're not, you know, demons from the netherworld. They're people that we read about in the newspaper, and I did like that. You know, it really added a great dimension to the story.
Well, we really meant, like I said, to make this a book that kids could. I mean, kids with superpowers. Like I said before, it takes a superhero to always tell the truth. It's almost impossible. These kids do have superpowers, and you're right. The villains or the bad element of this book are real people, everyday people. I'm in the process right now of writing the sequel, and basically the sequel is just called Band of Innocents: Greed. Very topical, as you could look at the news. It's all over. It's rampant. People want more than their fair share. People are not unwilling to take from their neighbor. Why is that? How did we get to a point of where we are now? And as you said in your review, which I thought was brilliant, because you hit it, you were spot on most of those things. A lot of people don't get the whole movement thing. They see a book. It was funny because I was sitting with my assistant Cindy and my this other woman Andrea and a guy named Greg who did the website, Greg Campisi, and they all said, but Robert, you know, we were looking at the book because we were trying to sell the book, and they said, you know, how are you going to make money? And it hit me. I said, it's not about the book. This is no longer about a book. It's now about an idea. It's a brand. This is something that could be the next Mickey Mouse meets the Girls and Boy Scouts of America meets the X-Men. This is something I want every kid to join, and then I want every adult to join.
I love your sentiment, and I believe I said it in the review. You know, you can talk to adults all day long, and they nod and agree and still go around their go on their merry way and do the same bad things. But if you can teach children, maybe we can get a generation that will try and change things.
I firmly believe that. I firmly believe. And it's not only teaching kids right and wrong or how to walk the right path, but it's also having kids be part of a group. With each book comes a white Band of Innocence bracelet. What that brand, which I'm wearing, which I have not taken off in the last year, mind you. And when I look down at it, it reminds me of how, the right path to walk. And when you wear this bracelet, when each child wears this bracelet, he's empowered to tell the truth. He's empowered to do community service. He's empowered to be selfless and help the weak. And wouldn't this be a wonderful world if in like in 5 years, all you did was you saw everybody wearing Band of Innocence bracelets, all helping each other out? I think it would be incredible. It would be incredible.
It certainly would be. But let me ask you a question. Why did you opt for the graphic novel format rather than the more traditional chapter-type book?
It's funny. When I had this idea, all I could think about is when I grew up as a child. My reading level was very high when I was a child, and the only thing I could account that for was comic books. I read Spider-Man comic books. I was a big Marvel. Matter of fact, in my little den area, I can look around right now and I see Doctor Strange, I see Angel, I see Wolverine, I see Thor, Iron Man. I have all my Marvel characters all over my apartment. I basically weaned my reading skills on comics. The combination of picture with dialogue always made me want to go back. It was easy reading, and yet it taught me a lot. It really did teach me how to read. It was an easy way of doing it.
You're the author, the
yes,
words.
Yes, I'm the author creator.
Right. And you brought in Lou Manor as the illustrator.
Mm-hmm.
What can you tell us about Lou?
Lou is incredible. Lou is an incredible guy. He was so excited about this. It's very funny how you meet people in your life, how they just all of a sudden just drop in, sort of like a door-to-door salesman. You're not paying any attention, there's a knock on your door, and oh my God, it's Louis Manna. That's not the way it happened, but you get the premise on that. Louis, I was introduced by a friend, and I told him about this idea I had, and he was blown away by it. He thought it was a great idea, and he was like a kid in a candy store. Louis's background comes from DC Comics. Now, a lot of the stuff that Band of Innocence teaches, Louis went through. Band of Innocence teaches failure is okay, and it is okay. Everybody fails. Everybody does fail. What failure teaches you is it teaches you – it shouldn't teach you to give up. In the we have a screenplay for Band of Innocence, which we couldn't, of course, put everything in the graphic novel. But in the screenplay, there is a scene where Lily, the prior leader of the Band of Innocence, fails in her mission. And her grandmother says, "You didn't fail. It was supposed to be like that. This was the way things were supposed to be. You actually are a success in what's about to come." And Louis, he did a lot of artistry for DC Comics, the Phantom and stuff like that. And when he wanted to be an illustrator, he went to DC Comics, and they kept sending him home. And one day, I think he said it was a couple of years, he would constantly go there with his pictures, and they would say, "No, you're not good enough," or "The hat is wrong," or "The heads are wrong," or "The arms are wrong." And then one day he went there. And the guy took his illustration and went into his office, and Louis said to himself, "I guess he doesn't like it." And he went home. When he got home, there was a phone call for him, and it said, "Where did you go? We want you to do a comic for us." So he was just under the impression that, you know, I failed again, I'll try again, and they took him. It was a very funny story. He used to work in a deli, and he would illustrate Spider-Man on the bags that people would walk out with their groceries for them. very funny man, and it was great working with him. He's just a great artist, and we chose to do it in this illustration rather than the newer kind of comics, the anime comics, because I really like these kinds of characters. It brings me back to my old Marvel comics.
Right. And actually, I've been approached by a couple of people to co-author books, and I've got to admit, I've been sitting on the fence. Is it difficult? Is it a really difficult process to have a collaborator?
Yes. Because, you know, I'm going to be – Simon, one thing about me, I am honest to a fault. It gets me in trouble. But you know what? I'm 57 years old, which is kind of old, I guess. Or kind of not. It all depends. Because what in my head, I'm still 12.
Right.
And, you know, I still play with my radio-controlled – matter of fact, my greatest gift this year was a radio-controlled T-Rex, which I have played with nonstop. I love it. It roars. The eyes roll. My dog Jack loves it, too. He grabs the head and runs off with it. But collaborating with somebody is extremely difficult, because especially if you have two people with very strong sense or very strong sense of the way things should be. You know, fortunately, Louis, everything he drew, I loved. So I basically let him go. There were a couple of things that he had to change. And this is two years ago, if you would have told me you were coming out, Robert, you're going to come out with a graphic novel, I would have said, you're out of your mind. I had no idea what it took to put out a graphic novel. Simon, you have to spell well. You have to really be able to spell. Vocabulary is really important when you're writing a book. Did you know that?
I certainly do.
What was I thinking? So what happened was, we came out with the book, and I had read it a couple of times, but I'm the author, so I missed a lot of the problems. And when we first released it, it was in like last April, and a bunch of friends bought it, and then somebody else read it and said, oh, this word's spelt wrong, and this is out of context. So we actually went back, and Louis re-inked the whole book. We retexted the whole book using a different font. I actually had someone who is a little better at proofreading than I am, especially on my own work, and they did a whole – matter of fact, it was my wife. She proofread the whole book. We redid it all, and that's why it's coming out for real now. And when they say that things happen for a reason, they do happen for a reason. Back when it first came out, we really couldn't sell it. There was no hubbub. There was no groundswell. Well, guess what? Now that we redid it, people are coming out of the woodwork. It's really amazing how the whole movement is starting to gear up.
I've actually written probably 15 or 16 books, but they've all been of a technical nature.
Mm-hmm.
And you're absolutely right. You get so entrenched in the process that you cannot see the wood for the trees.
Oh, yeah. And I was like a kid in a candy store. You know, this was my first book. All I kept doing was running around with it under my arm, jumping up and down. I mean, I was just so excited that I had a book out. You know, and it was funny because I did a talk with some kids in Brooklyn, and I was telling them about the book, and one little girl wrote me a note, and I'll never forget it. I think we're going to post it on the website, and she said that she had been writing poetry, but her vocabulary and spelling is so bad. But when I told them that I failed English and I'm an author, it made her want to write again. So now she's starting to write poems again, which I thought was incredible. I mean, I couldn't have asked for anything more.
Let's talk a little bit about the broader scope of Band of Innocence.
Oh, jeez. This is like a 100-tentacle monster at this point. And what has happened is, like I said, we released it in last April. Well, since then, and since we've come back out with a new book now, it's giving me so much time. Somebody told me that I should never be left alone. Because what we have now is, on the website, we have a bi-weekly newsletter that comes out. For kids. It's sort of a cross between Weekly Reader and Highlights, where there's a joke, there's a recipe, there's a challenge for every kid. Like I said, the book now has, where I want to promote, once this movement starts running, I want to promote two contests. One contest is to color the book. The book is in black and white. What we want is kids to actually send in the JPEGs the way they want to color them, and we will pick the pages to use that kid's coloring. And his name will be at the bottom of the page. And we're going to do a limited run of books. I don't know, 100, 250, 500. But each child whose picture gets accepted, we will publish. And
I think that is just a wonderful, wonderful idea.
It's great. Are you kidding? I've been in Photoshop for the last 2 weeks coloring, and there's a Facebook Band of Innocence group page and fan page, and I've been coloring in the characters, the main characters, and I've been having a blast.
Where can people find this Facebook page?
The Facebook page is Band of Innocence, and the website is www.bandofinnocence.com, and they could read about me, they can get the newsletter, they can read about what the book is about, they can see a couple of pictures out of the book.
One of the things that intrigued me is that Band of Innocence is also being accompanied by some child-friendly cookbooks.
Yeah, I was waiting for you to come to that. I'm 57, like I said. I think I started eating vegetables 2 years ago. seriously. I am, like, horrible. But what has happened is I realized that, you know what, pure minds and pure bodies need pure food. There's no doubt about it. So any food that's in these cookbooks, we're going to come out with 7 cookbooks. Right now we have a cookbook that just deals with Santiago Cordon, whose character has the plant god in him, and he can control all plants, all living plants. He can grow cornfields out of deserts, blueberry bushes out of rocks if he's hungry. He's an awesome character. He's also a very avid basketball player. So this first cookbook is all about vegetables, and I just realized that you can actually cook vegetables and they taste really good if you make them a certain way. So what we're doing is every recipe goes through me, because I figure if I like it, anybody's going to like it. And like I said, we have that. Today I just talked to a guy named Michael McDermott, a very well-known chef, who here's my vision. And I know we have, like, what, 7 minutes left.
We've got bags of time.
We've got bags of time? Good. Because we not only have the cookbooks, we will have 7 of these cookbook workbooks. They're actually cookbook workbooks because they do go through a lot of what you should be eating, how vegetables will make you feel better, certain kinds of vegetables you should be eating. Each cookbook also has a 3-4-page story of the character. From when they were born to when they were about 5 years old, because each child had a near-death experience from eating processed foods because of their purity. And so we have the cookbooks, we have the book, we have the bracelets, we have the newsletter. We have a movie that we just finished the screenplay. I'm working on now a TV series, and here's my vision, here's my thought, and I know it's kind of crazy, But I want, like I said before, a global community. I want Band of Innocence to be a global movement. And what I'd like to do, and the way this first started when I thought of Band of Innocence was I said, well, wouldn't it be kind of cool to have these, like, alabaster bracelets that have these charms in them that slip in? So if a kid does community service, helps a dog shelter, they'll get a little dog charm, and they could slip it in. And that's where the little silicone bracelets came from. I figured, you know what, we'll give them out, and it'll be a community. But now I'm actually thinking, you know, and I've got these grand visions of BOI buildings in every city, kid-friendly buildings where, you know what, no matter who you are, what you are, how you grew up, the color of your skin, what your religion in, you're a kid, you're wearing a Band of Innocence bracelet, come on in, get on the internet. Basically, Simon, someone said to me, hey, you want to be Willy Wonka. Yes, that's what I want to be. I want to be Willy Wonka. I had thought about 6 months ago that I wanted to be Santa Claus, but I figured, you know what, Willy Wonka is perfect for me. I dressed up like Willy Wonka 2 years ago for Halloween, and I looked like Willy Wonka. And that's who I want to be. I just want kids to be safe. I want kids to feel like they're part of a community. We're even thinking it would be great to have, imagine if you went to a mall and there was a Band of Innocence kiosk that you could sit down, type in your username, and be connected to some kid in Russia. And your typing is immediately translated into Russian for this child, so you can speak to him. A kid has problems. A lot of kids sometimes don't want to talk to adults. Imagine if they could just go into these places and talk to other kids, or just go in and play basketball, or just go in and read a book. It would be such a great world if kids could. Every time I talk about this stuff, I get a little choked up because my passion just runs rampant. I just think it would be awesome if kids had safe places to go.
Oh, and I'm with you. And I'll tell you what. You forgot one aspect.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, and I'm going to fix it for you.
Oh, okay, I know what you're going to do. Awesome.
Right, and I never do this with an author interview, but, I mean, there's a first time for everything.
Well, can we set up the premise, though?
Do we need music?
Yes, but this song I wrote, And I wrote it for Band of Innocence, but only it needs to be completed by children. That's another thing we want to do. We want to do a contest where the song that I have started needs to be completed.
Okay. Why don't we listen to Band of Innocence?
Awesome.
Together we march, together we sing, together
I think that's great. Now, you mentioned before I played it that you're looking for input about the song. What is it that you would like a child to do?
I would like children to finish basically the lyrics. You know, they could follow along with the melody and basically finish writing the song. There's still more verses, more choruses, how they feel, what they want. The song is touting together. The song is saying you're not alone. How do kids feel? We started the show off with that child who they're saying bullied to death. She was alone.
Mm-hmm.
Your kids need to know that they're not alone, that they have a voice. And Band of Innocence is going to give them that voice. And the finishing of this song could be great coming from the mouth of a child.
I agree with you. Are you going to put the song and the lyrics up on your website?
Yes, the song is already on the website. I'm not sure if the lyrics are actually on the website, but I know the song is. You can download the song. I know that. And also, when we find the child or whoever finishes that song with me, that child will be the co-writer of the song and also will be flown to New York to perform on the song.
Wow.
Whether sing backgrounds, play tambourine, whatever.
Oh, that's great.
No, I really want kids to start getting involved in kind of the mess we've made. I really think they are the voice of the future. I really do.
Where can people buy Band of Innocence?
Band of Innocence is available at Amazon. It's available at barnesandnoble.com, and it's also available at our website, www.bandofinnocence.com. And that's also where you can join the Band of Innocence. When you join, you get these little perks. You get the newsletters immediately mailed to you on a bi-weekly basis. You get an extra bracelet to give to a friend. And like I said, I'm in 5 years, Simon, I know I'm going to see these kiosks with kids wearing these bracelets, people helping other kids, helping other people, protecting the weaker ones. You know, a lot of kids who bully can be extremely beneficial in protecting, I feel. If we turn them around, I really think that we can get anybody on board with this.
Let me tell you a little story about the bracelet. When your book arrived, my wife grabbed the package because she loves to open my Christmas presents. And, you know, she was rummaging around and she said, "Something dropped on the floor. No idea what it is." So I picked it up and just handed it to her. I didn't even think twice. And she said, "That's a really odd thing to have in a book."
That is so funny.
I think it's a great idea.
Yeah, like I said, I have way too much time by myself. And I was a friend of mine, Brian, had sat down with me the other day, and he asked me, so what's going on? And I showed him the cookbook, I showed him the book, I showed him the newsletter I had printed out, and he sat there with his mouth open. And you can always tell, I mean, he got it. And when you looked at the book and you wrote your review, you got it. And I was very impressed with that. I turned to my wife and I said, "You know, Simon gets it." Because one of the first lines was, "He's here to create a movement." And that's exactly what I want to do. But there's a lot of people, and no fault of their own, but they don't see the big picture. They see a book, they see a cookbook, and they say, okay. They don't see the grand scheme of things.
Oh, you know? It was the first thing that came leaping out at me.
Yeah. That's great. And for you to see, I really appreciate it, because that's exactly what we're doing. That's exactly what we are going to accomplish. We're going to accomplish good eating habits for America and the world. We're going to establish kids who are just good, honest, helpful people. And like I said, it's going to be a team. It's a team effort. It's funny how when I was a child and I was part of a team, I felt so good about it. I would walk down the street and see somebody on my Pee Wee League, and it would be great. Hi, how are you? You know, you're part of a team. It binds you. It really does. It pulls you together. And that's, I think, what a lot of the stuff we're missing. We have a lot of kids in their houses playing video games alone.
Oh, indeed. I personally have some real issues with society in general. I'm a similar age to you. I'm 54, and I look back at my youth, and I did things.
Right.
I read books. You know, I climbed trees.
Yeah, you were outside playing ball.
Yeah. I won't say that I was any sort of golden boy.
Right. Well, neither was I. Nobody,
right.
But nobody could say that. And if you could say you were in a golden boy, you have one step ahead of everybody else. I would like to say that I am a big PS3 fan. Matter of fact, it was funny. I would love to talk to kids about not getting what you want for some reason or another, because a lot of the times kids ask for stuff for Christmas or their birthday, and they just don't get it. And they think it's, you know, the worst thing in the world. The only thing I wanted for my birthday this year was a PS3. I know. I'm sorry. And the reason I wanted is because I gave my PS2. I'm a big fan of, if I have something for more than a year and I haven't used it, I give it away. A young lady needed a camera. I had a camera that I was not using. I loved that camera. My wife had given me that camera. It was a digital camera. I gave that away. I gave away my PlayStation 2 to a halfway house, a homeless shelter, because I wasn't using it at that time. Gave it away, gave all my games away. And I'm a big proponent of passing stuff along. And that's one of my talks, too. I want kids to go home and things that they don't use, pass them along. Give them to somebody who is going to use them. Coats, jackets, everything. But what I was I sometimes get off the point, too. What I was saying was all I wanted was a PS3. So when the presents came, I opened up one. It was a book. I opened up something else. It was a shirt. I opened up something else, and it was a pair of Converse sneakers. I'm a big Converse sneaker wearer. And no PS3. Well, I looked at my wife. I said, no PS3. She goes, I tried. I couldn't find it. It turns out that the book she had got me was a Stephen King book. I'm a huge Stephen King reader. It was 1,050 pages. I read it in a week. It was one of the best books I've read. The Converse sneakers she bought me, I love them. They're silver. they're great sneakers. So my initial response was, where's my PS3? Now my response is, you know what? It's fine. So, you know, there are little things like that that you go through life. You count on stuff. They don't happen. It's not a big deal. It wasn't meant to happen now. The book came out last April. I wish I would have sold 1 million copies. But there was a reason I didn't. And there's a reason now I'm talking to you, and there's a reason I talked to the chef today, and there's a reason I ran into my friend Brian, who we're going to see this you know what I mean? There are reasons for things. Kids need to know that. That failure does not mean that you're done, you're finished, it's over. Failure is just a stepping stone to success. And,
right.
You know, if there's five or six stepping stones and five or six failures, well, you know what? Enjoy the ride. Because the ride, and I have a saying, that things aren't always pretty, but they always are beautiful.
I think it was Edison that came out with the line, and I know I'm going to misquote him, but it's something along the lines of, no, that's not failure. I've just found 1,000 ways to make something not work.
That's right. I mean, and eventually, look what he did.
Right.
I'm telling you, there's so many lessons to be learned in life if you stop, and so many gifts you can get from people. You know, I'm a big proponent against the multitasking, because I tell kids this. Would you like to be rolled into an operating room and have a doctor working on 4 patients at once? No. When you do your homework, do you do math, English, and history all at once? No. Multitasking, you take 75% of your attention away from your task at hand. So I am very single tasking. I'm into the whole single tasking thing. Do one thing.
Right.
And do it well.
What kind of feedback are you getting from readers and parents?
Like I said before, the stuff I got back from the kids were brilliant. My talks, they love the book. Everybody seems to love Victor Chow, the kid who has the Earth God 2D Gong in him, because he looks really fearsome. So the kids love that. The kids love the idea of the plot of the book, which I won't go into. They love the sketches. A lot of kids ask me, why isn't it in color? And I have to explain why. I mean, there's a bunch of reasons. Number one, way too expensive. Number two, I want kids to color it in. That's what I want. That's where I find the fun. We were even, you know, I was even thinking of sending color crayons, but it really needs to be done on the computer so those JPEGs can be sent back to me. The reactions, I'm getting great reactions. I'm getting great reactions from my talks. I sort of tend to go a little bit off track sometimes. I was doing a talk at a school about kids doing what they like to do. Because this whole Band of Innocence didn't really start out as a, you know, I wasn't looking to make any money. It was fun. I was writing a story for fun. And now it's basically taking off. So do what you like to do, I was telling these kids. And then I started getting into my talk about zombies, because I'm a big zombie fanatic. And and it's sort of like, you know, one of my questions to the kids, which is really funny because it throws them completely off base, is if you were attacked by zombies, where would you go, the attic or the basement? And that brings up a whole discussion on leverage, on planning things out, you know, and it's kind of funny because I get letters from kids going, we loved your talk. When we walked in, we saw this old guy, and we didn't know what to expect. But you did get a little off track when you talked about zombies. So kids are spot on. They're right, you know, they are with you all the time. They are very honest and open, and they will, and they're basically like I am. I am, my brain is connected directly to my mouth. What I think comes right on out. And that's why I love talking to kids. I think it's great. I love talking to kids. I love talking to my dog, because he responds the same way. He's just an honest, he gives you honest affection, and it's just, it's brilliant. It's brilliant what you get back. When you put something out, you get so much back, it's unbelievable.
I hate to do this to you, but my producer is whining in my ear that I'm running about 15 minutes over.
I'm sorry. This was a lot of fun, Simon.
Oh, no, it's not your fault. She just likes to whine at me.
Yeah, I gotcha.
I really, really want to thank you for talking to us today. And I do hope that we can talk again.
We will.
There's so much more.
Yeah, no, there's tons more that I would love to say, and I'd love to chat with you about. On Wednesday night at 7 o'clock, I'm doing my own blog talk radio show on dog rescuers.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I know a bunch of people who go up and down the East Coast rescuing abused animals, And we're going to have people from the Garden State German Shepherd Rescue on. And there was an incident today where I think my wife and I rescued a dog. We have to see how that pans out. Actually, in our building, someone left their dog malnourished in one of the rooms in our building.
Oh, no.
So, yeah, it was really bizarre finding this poor little animal there. So it's on Wednesday at 7 o'clock. If you want to tune in, if anybody else wants to tune in, we'll talk about rescuing dogs and what you need to know if you want to adopt a dog.
I will certainly make a point of putting in something about that.
That would be great.
In the article.
Okay, that would be great.
Yeah. Robert, thank you so much for spending time with me today.
Simon, it was a pleasure. Thank you so much for the review. Thank you for the time you've taken. Really appreciate it. You are in the band of innocence, my friend.
You and your family have a wonderful weekend, and I'm sure we'll be talking again soon.
Yes, we will. Thank you.
Okay. Goodbye.
Bye.